Thanks for joining me. Read out a few of your speckled texts very shortly. 0433981116 on the speckled text. Speckled cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast, but it starts tomorrow night. Rugby league is back, and I'm looking forward to it. Broncos v Eels and the Melbourne Storm back Saturday night. Frank Panisi, football boss from the Melbourne Storm, has been good enough to give me a couple of minutes of his time. Welcome to you, Frank. Great to have you back.
Great to be on, Dwayne.
Excited?
Very excited, yeah. It's an amazing feeling, actually, to thinking we're at the end of May and playing our first game of the season. Really, it's not, but it feels like it after such a long break. And, yeah, the players are excited, and there's definitely you can feel a different feeling this week at training. The players are getting so close now. So it's 3 days to go and looking forward to it.
And what has been the mood of the players in the last couple of days now that they've been able to train with body contact, they've been able to stay at home with their families? So the uncertainty, a lot of the uncertainty has been taken away from them in the last week and a half?
Yeah, well, it's been a very interesting and challenging time. And obviously, on one hand, everyone's been so relieved to get back to training and being amongst each other. But at the same time, that the protocols introduced by the NRL, which we all understand, but they are onerous, and not just here at our training facility, but what you can do or what probably you can't do away from here that's just so restricted. In comparison, when we read the news that the Victorian government are relaxing a lot of rules, it doesn't change for us. We're still very much just training and home. So that's been challenging over the last few weeks. We had 3 days off over the weekend, so that obviously there's not much you can do with under the protocols. So when players walked in on Tuesday morning, they thought, hey, we've got a game this weekend. It was, yeah, as I said, a completely different feeling in the organisation.
And to have it at home was pretty important?
Yeah, it is, because it's, it's going to be challenging for the first, I see the AFL are doing exactly the same, where you'll be travelling up and back the same day. Well, that's pretty demanding. You know, some of the venues too aren't exactly close to airports, so you've got a bit of a bus ride after that. So to have the first two games at home is really important. And, we've already got a good start with two away wins, so we need to start with two wins at home as well.
So the Canberra Raiders will arrive on the day of the game. But what time is their flight scheduled? Will they get into town? Because we had fog the other day, you never really know. What time do they have to start their day? Because that's going to be the same for you guys moving forward when you travel.
Yeah, the NRL have brought in a policy, Dwayne, that the travelling team must arrive to the ground at least 4 hours before kickoff. They can come earlier if they want, and we're debating that for our first away game in a couple of weeks. And every away team is given a lounge at the stadium, so we have to provide the Raiders with a lounge up in our corporate area where they can relax before the game. There'll be lounges, there'll be a team meeting area, there'll be TVs they can watch, and obviously be meals provided to them as well. So I think you'll find most teams will get there 4 to 5 hours before a game. So in terms of what you said, I think that was the reasoning in case there are fogs or any issue, that just alleviates any problems. So 4 hours before a kickoff is ample time.
And how have the players been coping with this body contact when you're inside the white line, but as soon as you're outside, you go back to the normal spacing protocols and no high fives and hugs on the field as well? If there's a try, are they going to be able to cope with that, or will the instincts kick in?
Yeah, it's funny. We just had a meeting about half an hour ago where we went through all the match day protocols with all our players and our staff, and we talked about that exact same thing, about keeping our social distance in the dressing room and avoiding hugs and high fives and everything else. And as one player said, I was still allowed to tackle. I said, you are. So look, they've got a great attitude about it. They're probably a little bit confused on what you can and can't do, and what probably more the whys, but they understand it. They as we've all discussed it, look, without these protocols, we wouldn't be playing this weekend. So we can't complain. They are what they are. And you think you'll, as I said, probably a couple of weeks ago, Dwayne, we're going to have a few players early on that are going to instantly just hug a player after a celebration or high five. So it'll take a week or two to break that down. And, I think as long as everyone's fair with them and understanding and give them time to get out of those habits they've been doing for years and years, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, we all know the players are going to have no COVID-19, so they're not putting themselves into danger, but it is the look for people. So
correct.
When you're going about what is your work at your workplace, you're allowed to have contact as a rugby league player, but when you're not going about your actual work, then you don't have contact. But spitting's interesting as well. They're trying to discourage that. The big mouthful of water being spat back on the ground, even little things like that?
Yeah, well, a lot of people would like that discouraged anyway, even without the COVID-19, and it's probably not the greatest look anyway. So, yeah, I think those things we can really push pretty hard. So it makes sense. It really does. I think we just got to remember that, you know, our game and the AFL are the same. They've gone to great troubles to get approval from the government based on a strict set of protocols. So without those protocols, we wouldn't be playing. So, yeah, no, I don't think you'll find anyone whinging. It's just, and we've just got to get used to it, full stop.
And how's your lineup looking for Saturday night?
So far, so good. Our big fit Fijian front rower Tua Kamakamika, unfortunately, is the only player unavailable. He's just got a bit of a back injury, which will keep him out for a week or two. He sustained up at Albury a few weeks ago. But other than that, we're at full strength for Saturday night. We need to be. We're playing against a team that most have predicted to be the premiers this year in the Raiders. They were just beaten in last year's grand final, and we've still got memories from them beating us here last year in the first semi-final, which put us on the other side of the finals and had to go the hard way. We've still got that in our memory. So we've got the highest respect for them. They deserve favouritism for the competition. So we need to have our best team ready for Saturday night.
And you've been the test case all along, you guys. You've been one step ahead of the AFL all along. You might be one step ahead of the AFL with crowds. How's Peter Volandi's crowd estimation of July 1 looking, do you think? And can you get him into Amy?
Well, for someone that would doubted him when he first said we'd be playing on May 28, I'm a little bit reluctant now to say anything about him. He's certainly proved me and many people wrong, both within the game of rugby league and outside the game. I thought when he first came up with that idea that we'd be playing May 28, I think he said that early April. I think most people just thought he's been wildly optimistic. So July 1 for fans does seem optimistic again, but given his record, I might just lay off doubt in this time, Dwayne.
And have you been in meetings as to how it might work for Amy Park at all, or is that a little bit down the track yet?
I haven't been involved in the meetings, but I've got a little bit of information. It'll obviously be completely different from what, you know, when crowds first come back, whenever that is, whether it's July 1 or later, it'll be completely different from what we've been used to in sport, where everyone will be, you know, crammed into a stadium. It'll be every couple of seats, and how they do that, I'm not too sure. So it's going to be different, but... Well, it's been a different type of year, hasn't it, Dwayne? So it's if we can get at least some people in the crowd, whether it's a third full or even a quarter full, I think that's better than empty seats. So, we'll take that any day of the week.
And I got a son with an entertainment venue. They're having these discussions as well. You're selling in groups of four or five, and those four or five have to sit separate to the other cell of groups of four or five, or selling in pairs. Is that the way it's going to be? And everybody will have an allocated seat and a time to arrive and leave?
I think so. And then I wouldn't be surprised if, again, there's only my thoughts, I might have temperature testing or some type of testing at the gates, you'd imagine. So, and it's going to take a long time to get people in, even though it won't be a capacity crowd or nowhere near it. But yeah, I think that all those things. So I think, I certainly don't want to doubt Peter Volandi has given his track record, but July 1 might be a bit optimistic, but who knows? If society and we can get on top of this virus as best we can, and the curve continues to go downwards, I think we could be a chance, and then I'll start looking into it as the weeks go on.
Yeah, even if it's not July 1, well, if it's August 1, well, or October 1, well, it'll happen at some stage, I think. And, you know, just been talking spring racing about August, September, October, November as well. Every sport's going through the same thing. Make some plans, because who knows, it might be able to be put into place if we get this curve to keep hitting rock bottom. Great to have a chat to you, Frank. I'm really excited for you. Let's hope plenty of people tune in tomorrow night and Saturday night.
Thanks, Wayne. Look forward to it.
Frank Panisi, football boss of the Melbourne Storm. Take a couple of calls, 1300 736 736. We'll sneak a break in and back to you after this.